The Gospel can be found on page 1088 in the Church Bibles, or page 1919 in the large print version. Hear the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
A short prayer as we stand. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. You may want to open up again to our first reading, 1 Thessalonians 2, 1186, which we will come to in a moment. The story is told of a man who came home one afternoon to find total mayhem in the house. His three children were outside, still in their pajamas, playing in the mud. The front garden was strewn with food cartons, and the front door was wide open. Proceeding inside, he found an even bigger mess. There was a lamp smashed to the floor, the TV was blaring loud, and toys and clothes were spread everywhere, all over the house. The sink was overflowing with dishes. The man rushed upstairs, looking for his wife, fearing that something serious had happened. And there she was, sitting on the bed, quite relaxed, reading a novel. "What has happened here today?" he asked her. She smiled and said, "You know how you often ask me what I do all day when I'm looking after the kids?" "Yes," he said. "Well, today, I didn't do it." This morning, of course, we are thinking about motherhood. And I should say, as we start, I know that for some, this is not an easy topic to think about. Many of us have or had great relationships with our mothers. But there are others who've recently lost their mothers, or who never knew their mothers, or have a difficult relationship with them. Many of us have great relationships with our children. But of course, there are others who would love to be mothers but are not, or have faced the great pain of children dying, or others who have children who are a great concern to them. In fact, you know, I'm sure each one of us has a unique experience of motherhood, whether that's with our own mothers or with our children. And I guess most of our experiences are a mixture of happy and sad. Well, usually in our sermons, we work through one passage of the Bible. But this morning, I want to try something more risky. I'm hoping to draw four grand themes from the Bible on this topic of motherhood. And I hope it will be inspiring, perhaps challenging, perhaps comforting to us, whether we are mothers or not. So the first of these big themes is thank God for mothers. You know, the Bible gives a very positive picture of motherhood, showing that God sees motherhood as a wonderful, demanding, important, and noble calling. There are many places we could look in the Bible to see this. Actually, something a young mum wrote alerted me to our first reading from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is part of a letter written by the Apostle Paul in the year AD 50 or thereabouts, written to Christians in the Greek city of Thessalonica. And Paul remembers his first missionary visit to them. And he says that he and his colleagues were like mothers in their dealings with the Thessalonians. If I read verses 6 to 9 again, listen out to what he says about motherhood. as apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you'd become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. We see in verse 7 that motherhood is gentle, being kind and patient to those who are young and weak. Also in verse 7, motherhood is caring, having tender concern for the needs of others. In verse 8, motherhood is loving, giving people that most precious of foundations, unconditional love. Also in verse 8, motherhood is sharing, for Christian mums sharing the gospel of God with their children, but their lives, their very selves as well. And last of all, in verse 9, motherhood is hard work, and that is certainly true, not only caring for our children's physical needs, but their emotional needs as well, being there to love and comfort and support, and pointing them to Jesus Christ too. It is hard work. One writer has said, anyone who's been a mother could easily do the jobs of 10 air traffic controllers simultaneously. Well, we'd have to check with Ron, our resident air traffic controller, but I'm sure there's some truth in that saying. What a picture of motherhood we have in these verses. Gentle, caring, loving, sharing, hard work. Now, God often provides for us through human means. So let us thank God today for those who gave us this kind of motherhood in our lives. They were a gift to us from God himself. It's our first theme, thank God for mothers. Our second theme is care for parents, especially as they get older. Care for parents. In our gospel reading, we see the Lord Jesus Christ himself caring for his mother. We heard it, Peter read in John chapter 19. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. When Jesus saw his mother there and a disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. What amazing love and thoughtfulness. Even when he was on the cross, Jesus Christ was caring for his mother and providing for her ongoing care through his trusted disciple. In fact, the duty of caring for parents is very important in all of Christianity. A little later in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Timothy, we read this sentence. If a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. Now, how we care for parents as they get older is something that each person must think through. The question of caring for the needs of aging parents and also meeting our responsibilities to our own immediate families is complex, and it can't be solved by simple guidelines from me or from anyone else. We need to think for ourselves, but it must involve appreciating our parents as they get older, affirming them with calls, visits, cards and thanks, listening to their advice, and seeing that their physical and emotional needs are met. I know that can be hard for practical and relational reasons, but we do have a God-given duty of care for parents as they get older. In fact, caring for parents is part of our worship of God, and so it's something God wants to help us do. Some of us are in the situation of being cared for by our children. Naturally, we don't want to be a burden, but we mustn't feel bad about being cared for by our children. It is a good and God-pleasing thing for children to care for their parents as they get older. Now, for those of us whose children are teenagers at present, the thought of being cared for ourselves by them might be a terrifying prospect, but we trust they will have matured somewhat by the time that comes. Thankfulness to God for our mothers, caring for parents as they get older. Our third theme is this, showing motherhood ourselves. And the surprise is that whether we're male or female, mothers or not, we are all called in the Bible to show motherhood ourselves in our tender care of others. Remember that first reading from the book of 1 Thessalonians. Paul and his missionary colleagues, Silas and Timothy, said that they themselves were like mothers to those new believers in Thessalonica in their gentle, caring, loving, sharing, hard work. Jesus Christ, too, compares himself to a mother. In Matthew 23, we read him saying this. He says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. What a lovely picture. Jesus says he's like a mother hen, in his desire to gather and protect the people of Jerusalem. Now, the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus Christ were in many ways very tough men, but they also showed motherhood themselves in their tender care for others. And all of us are called to do the same. One of my favourite films is a film called Mrs. Doubtfire. I wonder if you've seen that film yourself. In it, the late Robin Williams plays a divorced man who disguises himself as a female nanny, Mrs. Doubtfire, in order to be hired by his ex-wife so that he can be there to care for his own children and mother them, even though he's been estranged from their mother. And if you've seen the film, you'll know that his costume is so good that he gets away with it for a very long time before they realise that it's him in this costume as Mrs. Doubtfire. Now, okay, that's not exactly what I mean when I say that we need to show motherhood ourselves. We can dispense with the costumes and all the rest of it. But brothers and sisters, is there someone who God is calling you to be like a mother to? Maybe it's a new believer here at church to nurture in the faith. Maybe someone at church or in the community facing big challenges and they just need love and care. Maybe a lonely neighbour to share your life with, or an elderly relative to protect. It's our third theme, showing motherhood ourselves, male and female, mothers and not. Thanking God for mothers, caring for parents, showing motherhood ourselves. Our final theme is this. It's notice that God himself is like a mother. I think this is surprising. Notice that God himself is like a mother in that all of the qualities of motherhood are found in their perfect form in God himself. Now, it's true that in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to call God our Father, and we are not at liberty to change that. But elsewhere in the Scriptures, God likens himself to a mother. In the book of Isaiah, we read this, As a mother comforts her children, so I, God, will comfort you. Or elsewhere in that great book, Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she's born? Though she may forget, I, God, will not forget you. See what God is saying? Those qualities of comfort and of compassion, in fact, all of the qualities of motherhood, find their perfect form in him. If you see a mother loving her child, that's a picture of God's love for us. If you see a mother's heartbreak at her child going astray, that's a picture of God's heartbreak when we wander away from him. If you see a mother's patience with her child's struggles and failings, there you see a picture of God's patience with us in all our struggles and failings. Now, in our communion service, we remember the death of the Son of God for us, that God loves us so much, he gave his Son to die for our sins. We read in the Bible that all of us have turned away from God, ignoring his love, doing the things we know he doesn't want us to do. And that until forgiven, those sins separate us from God who is perfect. But that in his love, Jesus Christ has made a way back. He chose to come into the world, and to pay himself on that cross the penalty of our sins in our place. So that if we put our faith in him as our Saviour, receive him as our Lord, well, we're cleansed of all our sins and brought right back to God. The tragedy of not accepting Christ is that we say no to what we most need, the forgiveness of God and life with him forever. And it's strangely there at the cross, at that place of suffering, that we see most clearly the qualities of motherhood in God. Unconditional love. He did it for us sinners. Self-sacrifice. He gave his very life. And protection. He chose to step in and take the judgment our sins deserve so that we need never face it. What a picture of the qualities of motherhood there is there in the love of God at the cross. As I finish, I know that any study of motherhood like this can leave many of us with feelings of guilt. We may think of things that we've done or not done with our own children or mothers. So let's finish here at the foot of the cross. It's here with our faith in Christ that God gives us a fresh start, our sins washed away by the blood of Jesus. It's here with our faith in Christ that we find our need for a gentle, caring love met by God himself as God provides the mothering we all need. And it's here with our eyes on God who loves us that we're recharged with love ourselves to show those who God has given us to care for as God's love fills us up with love to pass on. Amen.